This episode brought to you by Own the Gray podcast. Discover how others age with attitude at ownthegray.ca. The best conversations happen when we're having lunch with our friends, especially when one is a healer. Pull up a chair and join us to expand your knowledge and open your mind.
Welcome to Lunch with a Healer. Today we have a featured interview with Dr. Sherry Kaplan, both a medical and integrative physician from Toronto. Dr. Kaplan is the founder and director of VitalityMD, a unique wellness-based facility in Midtown Toronto. In today's episode, Dr. Kaplan discusses an innovative treatment for women called the O-Shot. O standing for orgasm. Yep. We are finally discussing women's sexual pleasure. And Dr. Kaplan is able to enhance it, increase libido, and decrease stress urinary incontinence. You know, the sneezing thing, ladies? Sounds too good to be true? It's the real deal. And I've done it. And all I can say is, oh my God. VitalityMD is generously giving our listeners a promotional discount. So when you call into the clinic, don't forget to mention that you heard about it through Lunch with a Healer, and they'll take good care of you. So without further ado, here is our interview with Dr. Sherry Kaplan. We're thrilled to have you here today. I know you're a very busy lady, and we have lots to discuss. So let's dive in. Tell us a bit about the clinic, VitalityMD, because it's truly a unique clinic.
All right. Well, I can just talk like, an hour long just on what I do and what I created, VitalityMD, but I'll basically start. So hi, I'm Dr. Sherry Kaplan. I'm the medical director of VitalityMD. When I started having my own perimenopausal symptoms, I started kind of realizing that the system wasn't working for me. And that's where I ended up going out to, doing a lot of conferences and education in the US. And in the last little bit, I've been really focusing on women's sexual health. So, we brought in the O-Shot, which is PRP, to the private area. We brought in the Vive that helps with vaginal laxity and stress urinary incontinence. We have the FemiLift. So we have a gamut of services, and I should also say we're not just for women, that we do men as well, and that we also, I have Dr. White here. Like, I see men too, but Dr. White does more of the P-Shot for men. In perimenopause, like, one of the big symptoms for me, the light switch went off on my libido. It was very hard because I loved my husband, and it was like, oh, I don't feel like doing it, right? And sometimes doing hormone replacement, sometimes using testosterone or oxytocin may be very helpful, but not always. And, you know, like I said, in the last little while, I've been focusing on women's sexual health. I heard about the O-Shot more than 10 years ago, and people kept saying, oh yeah, you should be doing it, you should get it yourself, blah, blah, blah. And like, you know, I wasn't ready. And I basically started this about a year or so ago. And between the O-Shot and the Vivive, like, for me, it was like a world of difference to go from not ever wanting to have sex to, wow, that was good. Let's do it again. I think that's an important part of people's lives. Like, so many people are, they age and then like it's sort of something that falls off of the wayside, but it's an important piece in people, in relationships and well-being, that it's important to talk about.
I have done actually both treatments, and I will talk about my experience a little bit, but I do want to say that it's a very common statement to hear women, generally menopausal or postmenopausal women, say, it's too painful to have sex. I've just stopped having sex. And they don't know that they can do anything about it. They've just accepted that that's the rest of their life. It's actually quite debilitating on many different levels. I think it's just wonderful that we're talking about this, because the focus has been on men. Right. On Viagra, Cialis, how can we improve men's pleasure? And finally, we're talking about women. How about you elaborate a little bit on both the O-Shot and Vivive, and the difference between the two?
Sure. you know, just to comment on the blue pill. So yeah, like, you know, we reached the 25-year anniversary on Viagra. So it's been out a really long time. And it's only in the last little bit, all of a sudden, now we're starting to talk about women's libido and, you know, medications that they've tried for women's libido, unfortunately, hasn't been all that successful. And Canada and FDA approval has taken a really long time. So with treatments that we have at Vitality, you know, like I said, we do the O shot, which is PRP. So let's just talk, what is PRP? So PRP stands for platelet rich plasma. And so basically what we're doing is patients come in, we do a blood draw, we spin it, we get their growth factors, and then we're injecting it back into the private area. So a lot of people go, oh, don't want that. But technically, like, what we do is we freeze people and people really don't feel much. The only patient that may have a little bit of symptoms is somebody who we're treating for lichen sclerosis. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. Again, the O shot, what we're doing is we're injecting some PRP into the clitoral area and then just under the urethra and the vaginal area. And usually we have stuff left over that we can put in any area the woman's having discomfort. So what does the O shot do? It helps regenerate nerves and tissues and blood vessels, and it increases sensitivity and desire. Because one of the biggest complaints I get in my clinic is like, you know, my mojo's gone and I want it back. And so, you know, replacing hormones is helpful, but it's not the, you know, big bang for your buck either always. Like, there is definitely a brain and a clitoral connection. And in fact, that they've done, I think, MRIs where women would think of a sexual event as someone playing down there, and they'll see that in the brain, it highlights as if you were touching. Basically, the PRP down there seems to help women with their desire. They say that they'll get a little more tingly. Now, every woman's different. And, you know, like, I've had young girls in their 20s and 30s get one O shot and they are happy campers. Like, their lubrication's better, their sensitivity's better, they don't have to work so hard to orgasm, and they're like, I want to do it again. In an older woman, like the perimenopause and the menopause, and again, it depends if your hormones are replaced, how good, you know, everything's like, you know, how good your relationship and whatever, but the O shot, you tend to need two or three if you're older. And each shot you, doesn't mean that doing one is not going to do anything, but each shot you do, it was like, oh, that was good. Can I be better? Let's do another one and another one. And it's good to sort of stack them so you get more benefit than doing them individually far apart. So that's what I've seen. And so basically women will report, again, increased vaginal lubrication, less pain with intercourse, increased sensitivity, wanting to do it more often. And it does improve to some degree, but not in a lot, in terms of incontinence, so meaning leaking. So it helps a little bit with urge incontinence and a little bit with stress incontinence. The Vive or the FemiLift that we have at the clinic does a way better job in terms of stress urinary incontinence. And so we'll talk about that in a few minutes. And then the O shot or PRP down there also helps for women who have vestibulitis. So that's an inflammatory condition around the opening of the vagina. And a lot of women have a lot of pain and don't want to have sex because it hurts. And then the other condition that it helps is lichen sclerosis. So again, that's another inflammatory condition where the women start losing their anatomy. So they, you know, the clitoral hood can start attaching to the clitoris and it closes over. Their labia minora start disappearing. They tend to have the opening narrow. They tend to have pain with intercourse. Sometimes the first symptom they may start having is they have itch and they're thinking, oh, I have a yeast infection. But in fact, it's this inflammatory condition. And so a lot of women who've come in for the O shot, I look at their anatomy and I'm like, oh, did you know you have lichen sclerosis? And had they gone to another clinic, because a lot of other clinics are always trying to mimic or do things, but they don't really actually have the training to identify the lichen sclerosis or help treat that. You know, they're more like, oh, I'm an injector and oh, I'll put PRP down there. right? Where I have a, you know, strong gynae background and, you know, have seen these conditions. And, you know, I used to do circumcisions. I did 3 months of an OB rotation. Like, so I know how to identify and treat. And some women, you know, the PRP will help reduce the inflammation. It somehow helps regulate the immune system and their symptoms resolve. And sometimes their anatomy comes back. And in some women where the clitoral hood has attached to the clitoris, like I will do a with a blunt instrument, help open that up when I'm doing the O-shot. So they get all these extra benefits for that. So anyway, so that is kind of the O-shot. And then we have the Vivive, which is a radio frequency device. And it basically helps women with vaginal laxity. So somebody who's had babies or just, you know, some people, their collagen isn't so great. So things are looser. So it helps create new collagen and elastin. It helps create more collagen and elastin under the urethra. So it helps women with stress urinary incontinence. I've had tons of patients who, you know, had significant stress urinary incontinence, was willing to put up with it. They were offered surgery or they didn't want to do surgery and they've done the Vivive and they have actually 5% of them are actually cured that night. And if not in a month, but really the benefit sort of takes up to 6 months to see the full effect. A lot of people get results quite quickly. And unfortunately, Susan was one of those who took a little longer.
But I'm here to report it's been, the Vivive, it's fantastic. It was totally comfortable. It wasn't painful. In fact, it was relaxing. The Vivive treatment, after you get over the fact that someone is in your vaginal area, I have to say it's kind of strange, but and the O shot was, oh my God, it wasn't painful at all. It takes a short period of time. You don't feel anything, at least I didn't. And I can tell you, it is pretty remarkable. And it's not just for, it's for single women too. I mean, this is because it's your clitoral area. And I mean, it's for everybody. Pretty incredible. And I only had one O shot. I still have to do a few more. The question I was going to ask you is, after you've done this series of treatments, are you supposed to do a maintenance every year? How long does this last?
Right. So that, again, it depends what treatment we're talking about. Often we'll say that the Vivive is a one-time treatment, but like in reality, we're aging. And like, so if you're overweight, again, depending on your collagen, you know, are you constipated and always stressing out the private area? Like, are you a runner? Are you doing things that are going to damage the tissues that are setting you up for not having the best outcomes? So most people don't need another Vivive, although in the States, they have commented that some people will do it. And again, how bad was your stress urinary incontinence in the first place? Like if you were really bad and the collagen was really not great and you're a runner and all these other things, yeah, you might get another Vivive. And then in terms of the O-shot, again, we're rejuvenating the area, but you're still aging. Right. And so everybody's different. What's your lifestyle like? What else is going on? Some women may be great, never need it again. Or some people were like, hey, that was amazing for the last year and a bit. I want a tune-up. There's no right or wrong. And also, like you said, like who's a candidate? The O-shot, pretty much anybody's a candidate, even young girls or single women. Like, hey, I want to pleasure myself and feel good. Why not? You know, we sort of talk that with autoimmune or if you're on high dose anti-inflammatories, then you're not going to get the benefit because part of the O-shot is it causes inflammation and we need your body to do its work. And so it's not a total contraindication, but I sort of like, again, we'll have an honest conversation with the person and say, you're not going to get the same bang for your buck as someone who doesn't have this or has to be on anti-inflammatories, or could we stop it for a period of time? So, you know, again, it's a very individual approach. And then back to the Vivive again. So, you know, a lot of women after having babies are looser and they may have more stress urinary incontinence or no stress urinary incontinence, but like their ability to orgasm or feel their partner being erect because things are so lax, like sex doesn't feel good, right? So why not fix that so you can enjoy it, right? Like, I mean, I think a lot of parents, you know, they have babies, they're so busy with the babies, they don't have time for sex, and then they have sex and it's more work and it's not pleasurable or whatever, that, you know, the Viviv, both men and women come back saying, thank you for doing the Viviv on my wife. Sex feels great for me now, better. And the women will also say, now I feel the contact as well. The perimenopause and the menopausal woman, so you may still have laxity and be dry at the same time where sex feels uncomfortable. But when you do the Viviv, it actually helps the lubrication. And again, because you're creating more collagen and elastin, you get a better fit, but the tissues are regenerated. So even someone who's atrophied will actually have, even though it causes more tightness, it actually is better. It's really interesting to see. And then again, we have the FemiLift, which is a CO2 laser, and it tends to help again with stress urinary continence. And it's, I find it a little bit better for that woman who's very narrowed and tight. And so it will help restore the vaginal lining and create more lubrication. And then combining the Viviv or the FemiLift with O-Shots or PRP is phenomenal, because we're doing one technique and then augmenting it with a different, and they're doing similar and complementary things. And so if you do, let's say, a Viviv and an O-Shot, the O-Shot sensitizes the clitoris, the Viviv sensitizes the G-spot, and you have more lubrication and it's a better fit and your stress urinary continence is gone. So you're not worried about peeing when you're having sex or whatever. I mean, there's so many benefits, and so many women suffer in silence. Like, you know, I didn't really appreciate how many women had stress urinary incontinence. I mean, yes, I would see it on their checkup. Yes, I have this problem, but I really never got into it. Like, how much, what are you doing? You know, and then now that I'm doing this, like, I have questionnaires that are quite extensive, and it's like, wow, like, you know, they worry that they have to know where a bathroom is. They have to wear, they can't wear certain clothes. They have to always bring something extra. They can't jump. They can't do this or that. And it's limiting.
They can't sneeze.
You know, you're worried about sneezing or running for the bus or whatever. So, wow, like, now there's a treatment that, great, maybe I never have to experience that again.
I think that people are unaware of what is out there. And it's pretty sad, because sexual pleasure is good for you. It releases endorphins, which is an anti-aging thing on its own. It will build self-esteem. We only have one life, and why not live it to the fullest? And it's an important part if you're single or if you have a partner.
I have a question, Dr. Kaplan. It sounds like you're a blessing to many men and women. And we've been hearing a lot about the physical aspect of what's going on here. And I'm curious about the mental and emotional aspect. Is there anything that you work with relationship counseling?
So we do have, like, you know, somebody, so if somebody says that they're having issues, that I may refer for counseling. But no, for sure. I mean, if you have a bad relationship, like, you might have great sex afterwards, but it's not necessarily going to fix the relationship. And a lot of women, you know, when they feel emotionally disconnected, or there's been a, you know, an affair that happened or whatever, I mean, that's an important piece that needs to be fixed. Like, I always joke between men and women, the difference, you know, like, men, I always joke, like, can have the worst day of their life, get shot in the leg. Like, they have to concentrate not to have an orgasm, right? Where women, if they're distressed, they're not happy, they have their laundry list. Like, these are all killjoys for us getting off. We have to work, usually, to have an orgasm. So it's, our biology is very different.
Right. So Dr. Kaplan's working on the physical. And obviously, as you say, Deborah, there's an emotional, psychological component too.
That's important. But, like, those are people who are not seeking me out, right? Like, so people who are seeking me out, like, hey, my relationship's good, I want better sex, help me, right? So, you know, it depends where patients are coming from.
It's amazing to me that it's young people who are seeing you as well. That actually freaks me out. I would think it would be postmenopausal women or menopausal women. solo.
Well, a lot of them are already like, I've passed that. Like, I don't need that, right? Unless they get into a new relationship or somebody pushes them to say, like, hey, let's do this. Like, I know it's not working for you. What could we do to make that better for you?
I know that I was using testosterone prior. I can't even tell you that. I mean, I don't use testosterone anymore. Maybe I should be for my hormone balance. That's another private visit. Full disclosure, Dr. Kaplan is my doctor as well. I'm very fortunate.
So the one thing about testosterone is like, you have to be very cautious. So, you know, testosterone definitely helps women's libido and ability to orgasm, but the risk is could be hair loss, acne, oily skin stuff. So for me, unfortunately, I'm genetically predisposed to lose my hair and to convert hormones to dihydrotestosterone. So I tried testosterone and it was like, wow, that was good, but I lost my hair. So I was like, forget that. You know, sex or hair, and I pick hair. But now at least with the O shot and the Viviv, I don't have to worry about hormones. And that's another good point is for women who have breast cancer, these treatment, because a lot of, you know, they lose their hormones, they have vaginal dryness, potentially vaginal atrophy, and at least the O shot and the Viviv or Femilift can be helpful to help maintain the health of their vagina and as well help with them with orgasms.
Now, where can our listeners find you, Dr. Kaplan?
So again, I am at Vitality MD. We're 1769 Avenue Road. So it's Midtown Toronto, Avenue Road and the 401. The website is vitalitymd.com. Facebook and Instagram, I think, is Vitality MD Tour. You know, check out the website. There's tons of educational information there and videos. And I have a YouTube channel as well.
Fabulous. And I'm going to write this all out on the show notes as well. And it's been a great interview. I've learned a lot. And I'm sure audiences have enjoyed this. I want to thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very informative.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us a 5-star review, and share it with your friends. And join us next time for Lunch with a Healer. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us a 5-star review, and share it with your friends. And join us next time for Lunch with a Healer. Your thoughts with us. Your comments, questions, and suggestions are all welcome. Go to speakpipe.com/lunchwithahealer and record your message. Try it out today.